Hello students, welcome back to the e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. In the second module of chapter 6, we have studied about network of small towns, trading communities and craftspersons of Bidar. Now, in third module, we are going to study about two medieval towns, Hampi and Surat. So, let's start with Hampi. Hampi is located in Krishna Tungabhadra Basin. Hampi was a well-fortified city and the nucleus of the Vijayanagar Empire. It was founded in 1336. No mortar or cementing material was used in the construction of the walls of the city. They used a technique in which stone slabs were wedged together by interlocking. The architecture of Hampi was distinctive. The buildings in the royal complex had splendid arches, domes, and pillared halls with niches for holding sculptures. They also had well-planned pleasure gardens with sculptural motifs such as the lotus and corals. Motif is a repetitive design. It can be a lotus or an elephant or anything else. Hampi was a busy town with commercial and cultural activities. There were many trading communities in the markets of Hampi like the Moors, the Chetis, and the Portuguese. Now, we will study about temples of Hampi. Temples of Hampi were the hub of cultural activities. Temple dancers, known as Devadasis, performed before the deity, royalty, and masses in the many pillared halls in the Virupaksha temple. The Mahanavami festival was one of the most important festivals celebrated at Hampi. Archaeologists have found the Mahanavami platform where the king received guests and accepted tribute from subordinate chiefs. From here, he also watched dance and music performances as well as wrestling matches. Hampi fell into ruin following the defeat of Vijayanagar in 1565 by Deccani sultans like the rulers of Golconda, Bijapur, Ahmednagar, Bera, and Bidar. Now, we will study about Surat. Surat in Gujarat was emporium of western trade during the Mughal period along with Cambay. Present day, it is known as Khambhat and somewhat later Ahmedabad. Emporium means place where goods from diverse production centers are brought and sold. Surat was the gateway for trade with West Asia via the Gulf of Hormuz. Surat has also been called the Gate of Makkah because many pilgrim ships set sail from Surat to Makkah. In the 17th century, the Portuguese, the Dutch, and the English had their factories and warehouses at Surat. The textiles of Surat were famous for their gold lace borders known as Zari and had a market in West Asia, Africa and Europe. There were also several retail and wholesale shops selling cotton textiles at Surat. The city also had many rest houses to take care of the needs of the people from all over the world who came to the city. There were magnificent buildings and innumerable pleasure parks. The Kathiawad sets or Mahajans had huge banking houses at Surat. They were money changers. It is noteworthy that the Surat Hundis were honored in far-off markets of Cairo in Egypt, Basra in Iraq, and Antwerp in Belgium. Hundi is a note recording a deposit made by a person. The amount deposited can be claimed in another place by presenting the record of the deposit. Surat began to decline towards the end of the 17th century because of many reasons like the loss of markets and productivity due to the decline of the Mughal Empire, the control of sea routes by Portuguese, and competition from Bombay, where the English East India Company shifted its headquarters in 1668. Dear students, I hope that you have understood all the points that we have discussed in this module. Thank you. Have a nice day.